to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And now, what I mean, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Welcome to a special edition. Woo. And I mean yeah. A special edition of Podcast and Chill. You guys are spoiled this week. 3 episodes.
How? Wow.
What's 3 in French?
Trois.
Please welcome one of the biggest artists from Cameroon, Stanley Ina.
Yo.
Welcome.
Hi, well.
Houston.
Yo, hi.
Is that how you pronounce it? Stanley Ina.
Yeah, Americans would say E now, and back home they'll be like Stanley Eno, you know.
Eno.
Yeah, and then some others are gonna be like Stanley Eno. You know, so it just depends on how people feel. But you can call me Stanley and
Hey, now. Are you the biggest artist in Cameroon?
Oh, that's what a lot of people tend to say. Yeah. But besides me, I have a lot of brothers as well that are like doing super well. You know, they're blessed, you know. Yeah, man. So it's for Cameroon to happen, you need a whole nation, you need a whole people. You know, I'm so happy being part of this generation of artists that have tried as much as possible to put Cameroon's name on the map on another level. And I can only use this platform to, you know, thank and encourage my brothers doing it for the nation as well to keep doing their thing. You know what I mean?
Have you met Samuel Eto'o?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's my guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Coolest.
Yeah.
Nicest.
Yeah.
Most humble.
Yeah.
He'd be like, my brother, come on, let's eat. And then he'll smile. I'd be like, legend. You know what I mean? So,
what do you guys eat out there in Cameroon?
We do eat, you know, we have ndolé, we have ero, we do have achu, we do have couscous and kui.
Couscous
is like a little bit, couscous is like pap.
Oh, pap.
You know, like pap, you know, comes with different soups and everything. So,
Conchaf.
Hey.
I love Ero, actually. I love Ndole, Ero.
Thank you, Hillbro.
Where have you eaten it? In Hillbro.
Oh, wow.
There's a place in Hillbro.
These are Hillbro teachings.
There, and yeah, there's a lady by the name of Manyi.
Oh.
She's got a whole Cameroonian restaurant.
We'll Manyi, I guess.
Conchaf and
yeah.
Everything else there.
Oh, wow. Manyi, if she's from the Francophone part of Cameroon, then it means that she's a mother of twins.
Okay.
That's when you say you call somebody Manyi.
Manyi, yes. Yeah. I've heard of that. Manyi is a mother of twins.
And then Tanyi.
Tanyi is the father.
Oh, yeah, he's the father of twins as well. You know what I mean? But from where I come from, you know, from the Bayangi tribe, your name could be Manyi, it's just a name. Manyi and Tanyi is just very, there's not synonymous to the fact that you have twins. So that's how Cameroon is blessed to be diverse. One thing can mean something in the West and a different thing in the South, but we're together.
I know Tanyi, but he's Pinyin.
Pinyin?
Pinyin, yeah, Pinyin. He's Tanyi. Nelson Tower.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's his name.
Wow, that's Nelson. Great. I mean, this is great. Like, this is the first time that I'm really, you know, catching some dude that really knows a lot about Cameroon, like, deep core, like, you know, like, Inondole.
Anondole, yeah. There's so
my
many
brother.
Stuff on the menu. I just forgot it now. Yeah. Concha, futa, black beans, and the millies. And it's all mixed.
Oh, my God.
Tasty and very healthy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Should we come back in like an hour?
Hey, this guy. No, you can imagine. Imagine you getting to Cameroon and someone knows a vendor meal.
Oh, you know what I mean? Okay.
So you can imagine what it means and how it feels.
Yeah, because, you know, wow. I'm impressed.
Shut up, bro. Easy, man.
But Stan, let's get straight into it. No, obviously, you've been in the game for more than 10 years.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to talk about. But to our South African audience, like, can you just tell them who you are, you know, what you're about?
Yeah.
And just give them a taste of who Stanley is, man, and the superstar that's before us.
I mean, like, you know, Stanley and I was a kid born in Cameroon. Speaking zones of Cameroon. I was born in Bamenda and I grew up in Bafoussam. That's the heart of That's in the west zone of Cameroon, where we were considered back then. You know, like you have like, I don't know if I can compare it with South Africa, but I mean like back then, people from Bafoussam were not that, were not the coolest, you know what I mean? So we used to watch people from Douala and Yaoundé on TV, and you know, it used to be like a dream, like, damn, why are we gonna like get to the big cities to see, to get to the TV stations or the radio to get heard, you know? So I grew up in that, in a small town in Bafoussam, and you know, just had big dreams of being a superstar someday, and you know, born to, born by, and my dad is used to be a soldier, you know, rest in peace, dad. And, you know, my mom used to be a church elder. So just growing up, you know, as in a Christian background, but having big dreams of becoming.
Is that where the music comes from?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I used to be in the choir like that. Oh, you know what I mean? So I used to play the drums and everything. So, you know, Stanley and I, born in Cameroon from Bamenda, grew up in Bafoussam, went to school and had his university degree in Douala in communication. And yeah, and in 2013, fast forward, you know, I was blessed to have this very big hit called Hamper, you know. It's 10 years old today. And you
shut
know,
up, man. Yeah, 10 years old, big hit, man.
Yeah,
and that's never heard before, but it's big.
Yeah, man. So, and that song was the song that really took me, you know, around the world.
Wow.
And
is this before social media days?
Before social media.
Wow.
And that
bro,
song
yeah.
is actually one of the classics. You know, like, they're just like classics
yeah.
that when a DJ wants to save his night, 4 a.m.,
yeah.
must play that track.
Then, oh, so in South Africa, it's called Sister Petina. We have a song like that. Where anytime, any set, so any DJ plays.
Yeah,
like,
so it's really timeless. Sure. So, you know, Hamper gave me my African music, my African, my MTV African Music Awards, you know what I mean? So that's why South Africa is very special to me, because I won that award at the Durban ICC.
Nice.
And in that category was Burna Boy, was Fino, was Uhuru, and Heavy K for White Chew Kucha.
Yeah, that was...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Heavy K as well.
Yeah, he
so it was a big
man.
One, you know what I mean? But so when they said, the winner is Stanley Eno!
Wow. You didn't think you were going to win, right?
Arrived.
You didn't think you were going to win, right?
I wasn't doubting on myself, but coming from a country that has great musicians, but that at the time didn't have, like, you know, great presence in the continent in terms of urban music.
Yeah.
That was our first nomination ever at the MTVs from Cameroon, and we won. You know, so that was really, really big. That
was that your first time coming to SA?
My first time, my brother.
First time ever.
I'm telling you, my first time. I came to Durban and I saw buildings. 16 levels. I was like, hey!
16!
I was like, my brother!
Is this Africa?
Yeah.
Brother,
yeah,
I was
man.
Really impressive, you know, meeting French Montana, meeting people like Marlon Wayans, meeting people like Fally Ipupa for the first time, checking me out, be like, yo, what's up? You're great. You know, connecting with them Ice Princess, with them Sarko Diaz, like people that I used to watch on TV, Flavor, you know what I mean? AKA, and all the other brothers, you know what I mean? And there was a time where we had this very wonderful song that I love from South Africa. That's don't you know that song?
Oh,
that's
KO. He lets Cooper
I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
You know it says my name.
That's KO.
You know it says my name in that song.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, MacGyver.
No, it's my survivor.
Oh, it's yeah, man. So basically, in a nutshell, you know, a lot of people consider me as the blueprint of, you know, new age or the new, I wouldn't really say like the middle school, like the person that really was blessed, that got used to really make, you know, the Cameroonian urban sound really travel. Because, I mean, I was really blessed, you know, like, you know, having been in the room with people like Barack Obama, you know, like, I really did so many things. Just
you've
one song.
Barack Obama?
Yeah, man. You know, during the Black Caucus event and in Washington, D.C., being in that same room, you know what I mean?
And you knew your music.
I'm not sure he knew the music, but just being in that room with him, you know, speaking for Africa, because a bunch of creatives, you know, I was like in awe. So, I mean, I'm really, really blessed, and I'm happy to see how the music is unfolding and how we are also relevant. We're still in the game and, you know, just trying as much as possible to use our star power to empower.
100%, man. That's what we live for, man. That's what we live for.
Bravo, man.
100%. Yeah. So it's 2023. You back in SA second time, or
this is going to be like my fifth or fourth time in SA, but this is going to be... The last time I was in SA was in 2016.
Okay, got you.
You know, I came to shoot the music video for my son with the late AKA.
Yeah, yeah.
And so since that time, I had to just go and focus on building more home.
Got you.
Sort of defining my place, making sure that the crown is still intact and super clean. You know, work being done. The world is ready for us right now because we are blessed with a smash.
Yeah.
Takeover just dropped, 3 months ago and it's doing super well. I'm super, super happy and super proud of that track. The reception is massive. I want to thank everybody from home, you know what I mean, for just showing me love. The TikTok challenges, the dances is crazy. It's insane. You can feel that as a song that still has a milestone. It still has like some different parts of the world to touch, you know, so.
How did song come about? Was it literally to take over?
Yeah, of course, my brother, you know what I mean? Because I've been, you know, I'm the kind of artist, you know what I mean? I used to do rap and rap alone, you know what I mean? But unfortunately, you know, South Africa is one of the only countries in Africa, probably a little bit of Ghana as well, that has had hip-hop as mainstream culture.
Ah, I get you. Yes, yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so... I was blessed to have that in 2013 in Cameroon. But with time, when the Ifs came, the Falls from the Davidos came, the Mr. Aces came, the sound started changing, you know what I mean? From a more hip-hop level to Afro. Yeah. You know, the girls wanted to whine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because, hey, yeah,
and we want them to whine.
Yeah, so at some point, it was a little bit, either you try to, you be yourself, but try to... adapt and learn, you know, find a thin line between you being like a dancehall hip hop artist that wants to do the Afro sound in a very distinct and specific way. I mean, it took me a while to just figure out that thin line in between capturing my old fans and the new generation.
Well, that's like selling out. Well, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, at some point we even sold out.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Because there were some tracks that, you know, we thought were great, but they didn't really make sense.
Mm.
But after I really, you know, took my time, sat down, I was like, yo, do I do this or do I quit? I'm like, no, I'm not a quitter. Let me just sit down, find my tribe, find a bunch of beautiful producers. So I started leaving my comfort zone, going to meet other producers, going to meet young people to write for me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, as someone that comes from the hip-hop background, you know, we're very big on making sure that you write your own
stuff. Yeah,
yeah, that's mature and big of you, man.
Yeah, you know, so I was like, yo, bro, you have what you call the Gen Z now. And if you don't speak to those kids, bro, you're off of the game. You just be an OG.
Yeah.
For you, your family, and a couple of girls that love you. You know what I mean? So at some point, you have to reinvent yourself. So I was like, okay, let me make sure I, you know, be grateful for whatever I have right now, but make sure that I find a path and a sound that can be distinct, you know, with a new persona as I'm growing to make sure that, yo, you can stand out. So I was like, yo, let me just take some time off. I went to LA, you know, stayed there for probably a year, connected with a bunch of producers. I had the opportunity to work with the legendary Scott Storch, by the way.
Oh, yes, I saw that picture, man.
What you talking about, yo.
Damn, man.
God did lean back in them.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Back, so still Dre, dog.
Ooh, like, still Dre. Yeah, like, fuck.
Yo, an 8-time Grammy winning producer. I was like, damn, okay, cool.
How do you meet Scott Storch, bro?
Bro, I went there because I was shooting this project for artificial intelligence. And it was like a whole metaverse program with my guys at 4DFone. Big shout out, Paul, and the whole team. And, you know, as I went there to LA to shoot my virtual concert, you know what I mean? Because, and as I went to LA, I connected, you know, with the CEO of that company, Paul. And Paul was like, yo, Stanley, do you know, I have this partner I want to invest in my business. He's great. I sent him your song, a song of mine called My Way.
Mm.
That's featuring Tizzy Punchako and Loco. That's one of my biggest hits back then as well. And he's like, yo, this guy is a billionaire. He wants to see you. His name is Alki David. He was born in Nigeria. He's Greek. And he lives in Malibu. I'm like, what? Malibu. Okay, you know Malibu. That's
real. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we drove for an hour, went to Malibu, you know, and connected with Alki. You know, his dog came to say hi. He has a very wonderful dog, Veda.
Dog?
Yeah, you know, a dog that he cloned, by the way, because his first dog died and he had to clone. I was like, this guy can clone a dog. I was like, brother.
Hey, that's another level of rich.
Yeah.
The dog dies, like, you know, die, you know, go get him. Yeah. Kill me.
Yeah, so that's in Malibu. And he was like, yo, Stanley, I love my way. You have a lot of talent oozing out of your ass. I'm like, brother. That was a very, you know, like, for me, I had to take time to
figure
out. So
what? He cloned your ass? What?
No.
No, like, kill like, the dog.
No, he says, boy, you have a lot of talent oozing out of your ass. I'm like, brother, I'm an African man. What is this? Yeah, but that's just an expression for him to tell him that you are very you're too much. You know. So we just sat down and he asked me. He started smoking. You know, there a lot of people smoke with bongs.
Yeah.
You know, he smokes. He plays the song, and that's my way. And he's like, Stanley, do you know Scott Storch? I'm like, do I know who? The African in me was like, okay. Stanley, calm down. Calm down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, do I know? Okay. And then it's like, do you want to work with Scott Storch?
Whoa.
And in my mind, I'm like, you know, back home, I was like, you know when you're asking me an answer?
Hey.
Are you on to be like, can I just slap this guy? Like, what are you asking?
Yeah, what are you asking? Are you silly?
What are you talking? And I was like, yo. Yeah, like, I mean, I respect him. You know, composure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Composure. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so, and, you know, we just drove to this other city called, I mean, he was like, he just FaceTimed Scott. You know, them, those rich people, they don't text to be like, to ask if you're available. He just FaceTime directly and you must speak. Money.
Yeah, bro.
What up, baby? Yo, Alki, what's happening, man? Yo, I got Stanley, you know what I mean? He's got talent oozing out his ass. I want to work with you tomorrow. It's like, say no more. I'm like, hey, what's up, Scott? How you doing? It's like, yeah, okay, let's cook tomorrow. He's like, yeah. You know what I mean? Smoking some weed. Like, yeah. I'm like, okay, no problem. That's Scott. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, no problem. So I was like, when I went back.
Jesus, bro. You just spoke to Scott Star.
I was like, my brother.
Calm down.
Brother, calm down. I was like. So I was like, okay, yo, you know, I was my boy Jacob, Mr. Africa. Big shout out. So we drove to Tanzania the next day. And, you know, I was wondering, what am I going to do with Scott? With Scott Storch? Because I know he's a hip-hop head. It's more of a hip-hop R&B producer. Like, how am I going to do, like, you know, Afro with him? Like, but, you know, going to his house, I was like, wow. As we got to his house, he has a beautiful dog called Coco.
Yeah.
They like dogs.
That's not hard.
You know, and as I got to his house, I was like, yeah, Stanley, how you doing? Yeah, a little bit, you know what I mean? I don't know you too much, so don't smile too much. Like, you know, I'm not cool. Okay. So as I went there, I was like, what vibe are you going for? I played him like 4 or 5 songs. But by the time I got to his house, he was listening to Ghanaian music and High Life. Wow. I was like,
we want something.
They are tapping in. Them don't be tapping. I'm like, yo, he was getting ready for the King Kong.
Yeah.
So as we got to that room, you know, he started, you know, I was like, what vibe are you going for? I played him like 4 or 5 songs. I'm like, yo, please take me to some other level. Because I love you to give me some Afro swing, but I love you to give me that pop vibe of yours.
Got you.
So he's like, okay, yo, no problem. I played him some songs. Then, you know, the guy, you know, such stuff, Scott Storch, what he does, he plays the keys and the melodies. He doesn't do the kicks. So the kicks and everything, yeah, the drums and everything, he doesn't do that. Yeah. So he had the help of this guy called Ila. Mm. Ila is the guy who produced Kill Shot for Eminem.
Mm.
Yeah, so he started doing the drums.
Sure.
And I'm like, okay. okay, do the drums, boy. Let's go. Then, as Coach Dodge was like, I was with his glasses on. I was like, no pictures. I'm like, okay, but I didn't say I want a picture. Then after, bro. Bum, 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 bum. Brother. Then for some reason, his son came into the studio to interrupt him.
Mm.
I was like, oh my God, have we recorded this? Like, I'm sure the guy is going to forget.
You didn't record it.
Yes.
But that guy is a genius, my brother.
Mm.
He went back again. I'm like, Scott, yeah, I'm coming.
Just...
So when he came back, that guy played it times three.
Yo!
Hey! I'm like, yeah, Scotty!
So
he's got talent coming out of his
No, not coming out, oozing.
Yeah, oozing,
yeah. Coming out. Sounds so
Archie Davis.
Archie Davis and big, big vocabulary.
Yeah.
Stanley. So now when he started playing B, I was like, okay, what's gonna happen? So I had to like find like, you know, like a proper hook and everything, you know what I mean? So boom. We laid that first part. He was like, yo, shit. Oh. Wow. What does that mean? I'm like, Scott Storch, it means nothing.
Just play, do your job.
Oh man, what's the name of the song? I gotta hear the song.
Paraparo. Paraparo. It's crazy. And paraparo.
Wow, man, that's beautiful.
That's an invocation.
How do you meet our beloved AKA, man?
Oh man, that was at we first connected at the MTVs. Yeah, that's where a lot of connections happened.
You know,
in 2024. Mm. 2014 at the Durban ICC. And yes.
And you had heard of him before, or like you didn't know?
Yeah, of course. What are you talking about? Ron Josie, yes. Cigalena, Dela. You know what I mean? I've been someone that's always been, you know, forward, you know, looking at sounds out of my country. Mm. There was this show on this television called Channel O.
Yes, Channel O, yes.
Called Cassie 101.
Cassie 101, yeah. Yes.
You know, that show was being recorded in South Africa, but you know, this shows that, you know, like you take an episode and air it on in different countries.
So
I used to see like old artists like TK,
yeah,
you know, that level, you know what I mean? And from the TK, yeah, TK, yeah, she died, yeah. So, and you know, a lot of HBP, what you talking about?
WHP.
What you talking about? Yeah. Double HHP, yeah, you know what I mean? And, Jube as well.
Yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's the era. So I used to be, I used to be very, you know, keen on learning what is happening in different countries.
Gotcha.
South is all in Kenya. Oh. You know, people like, you know, how do you call this big guy in Uganda? Oh my gosh, I forget his name. Abamakusi's father. Palazzo's elder brother. Jose Chameleon, like those was just a lot of legends. And you know, I used to just sit down and be like, yo, God, man, I just want to do my thing. I just want to, like, you know, have my moment, you know what I mean? So I've been a big fan of Africa. And that's how I used to watch people doing their thing, you know what I mean? AKA was super young back then, you know. Before we connected, that was during the All Eyes on Me era. You know, so, and, you know, as
what impact did it have, like, working with AKA?
Man, that's super great. What you, super mega, I'm established. About to send the Uber to your address. What you talking about, man? Yeah, I mean, that, bro, that was super great. You know, I just want to thank the whole team, you know, be it Benza, Ninel, Shiamo as well. See, and that, Alessio, man, who did the video, Studio Space, you know what I mean? Gosh, everybody who did that.
So how did you feel when you heard what happened to him?
Brother, shot that. I was shot at, my brother. That video was in front of my eyes.
No.
Hey, man, that video's...
I was in America. And, you know, February 11th, I guess it was around that time. February 11th is like, you know, Youth Day in Cameroon is a big holiday. But, bro, I couldn't rest. Even to post, I was... You know, a lot of people were posting. I was like, should I post?
What was the last conversation you had with him?
Bro, I mean, it really dates, like... It's been, as I since 2016, you know, because we had a nomination for Best Collaboration as well after that track for, I mean, on several award shows. I think our last conversation was like 2017, you know.
Were you guys planning on working on something together?
We're planning, like, I was like, next time I come to SLS Connect.
I get you.
But like I told you, I took a long period of mind just figuring out what
just,
next.
What next?
You know what I mean? And yeah, so I mean, it was really, really bad, you know, just seeing what was happening and, you know, and his album was just dropping.
Mesh, bro.
You know, and you know how great he is when it comes to his art. Like,
yeah,
you know,
doesn't compromise.
You
yeah.
know, don't forget to pray. Yeah, but my brother, you know what I mean? So, seem dope and shit. What you talking about? Like, yo, what you talking about, man? So, I mean, rather unfortunate. But I'm very happy that that was one of the biggest musical collaborations that Cameroon and South Africa has ever done so far.
Because we had Sakodi on the show as well.
Yeah.
You worked with him, no?
Yeah. How
was that like?
You know, no, that was super great, you know what I mean? You know, very prolific MC and super great, you know. I mean, I'm just happy that in my whole life I've met the greats, you know what I mean? And I honor them, you know, while they are alive, you know what I mean? And to be honest, man, like when AK died the next day, I wanted to make a tribute song as well for him.
Wow.
I even started, to be honest, on my computer. But I was like, since I've been disconnected to from ASA for a long time, is it gonna really make sense?
Got
is it
you.
Gonna be like a cloud kind of
yeah, some people will receive it like that.
Yeah, so I was like, man.
Do you have a
rest
in
peace?
Merit?
I think, rest in peace, aka AD boy, them do you bad. They must smoke you like a pussycat. What was the other word, you know what I mean? Something like that, man.
That sounds lit already, man.
Yeah. No, I wrote it when I was entering into London.
Man, you should have recorded it. Maybe not release it if you don't feel comfortable.
No, just for yourself. I started recording it, man.
Oh.
You know, and, man. But I was like, no problem. I think it's going to be great for me to find some time and get into South Africa and probably honor him proper, you know, and I'm happy that my first destination this time was Cape Town.
Nice.
You know what I mean? And I guess that's his home city, you know, and yeah, man, so we, but I'm very happy that he has a great catalog that's going to live forever. Yeah. And, you know.
Which spots have you been hitting since you've been SA? Like,
oh man, my SA starts today.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm at a place.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you talking about?
What I like about you, like when you recited those KO lyrics, Ran Jozi, you well, you know, versed with what's happening around here. Who would you like to work with in SA at the moment?
To be honest, right now, there's a few people that I know. Since I have been disconnected for a while, I don't know on a hip-hop scene. I don't know how hip-hop is doing because... Like, I don't know. I love working with new people.
Gotcha.
So I don't really know what the newest, biggest, you know what I mean? Because when I left, it was this song. We won the whole thing. Hey, we won the whole thing. That's long.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was when...
Freak Casino.
Yeah, that's how long it is. You can't remember.
You know, so... So I don't know who are the newest.
Who is the newest? Yeah. Hip-hop, we don't know, bro.
Maclara Doughboy.
Oh, Maclara,
yeah. Maclara's a new big.
And there's some guy with tattoos. He's blowing up. What's the guy with tattoos? Shimmy Shetty.
Tattoos. Oh, he's blowing up.
Yeah.
This is truth. This is a fact.
Yeah.
My opinion aside, he's blowing up.
But Maclara's gone.
But to be honest, my brothers, that, you know, one of my main missions as well is not just to come and just collaborate and making music only. It's just... coming to see how the people are feeling.
Gotcha.
Yeah. How the industry's feeling, how the people are doing, how the young people are thriving. I know SA is a big country, super blessed with a lot of infrastructure. But, you know, sometimes you just want to come in and just be like, thank God for Africa and thank God for South Africa. The best way for me to get into places is not just coming to tap in only. Is to come and invest emotionally your time, your energy.
I like that.
You know what I mean? Because it's definitely going to come back. I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
But right now, my piano is like, where it's
big. You know what I mean? Massive. My Parisa.
You know Kabza, the small?
Yes, the name. But you know, like, the songs are very, very popular. You know the name. But if I see him right now, I'm not sure I'll know the face.
Yeah.
You
know
I mean? Now you definitely know.
Yeah, so, you know, Uncle Waffles as well. You know, she's doing well. Super beautiful.
You know Tyler?
Yeah, man, her water is in my body. You know what I mean? What you talking about, man? What you talking about, my brother? You know what I mean?
So why are you here in SA this time? What are you collaborating with?
Oh,
or
man, I'm promoting this beautiful. Like I said, I'm super blessed having the smash, the number one smash, you know, in the sub region, because it's gone beyond Cameroon. And
so how do you promote that song in SA? Like, what are you doing apart from obviously being here, podcast?
You know, I've been on radio, big shout out to my man DJ Sabi. That's an OG. He's in my video with Davido that I shot here as well in South Africa a couple of years ago.
Wait, man, just to stop you there. So do South African artists do that in Cameroon? Like, go there to promote their songs in Cameroon?
I think they don't come. But maybe because they don't know that there's someone that loves them out there. You know, I think you guys, to be honest, are very... You guys eat well in the Southern. So sometimes...
that can be a curse also.
Ghana is far.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, but there's opportunity when you're in Ghana.
But London is closer.
Yeah. New York.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. You know, like, I'm the next neighbor to Nigeria, but I'm very sure that the Nigerian feels closer to London than Cameroon.
Wow.
That's a very bad thing.
That's how they messed us up.
That's why I'm very, very happy to see the visa-free treaty between South Africa and Ghana.
Ghana, man.
Shout out to Ghana. We went to Ghana for the first time last year.
Beautiful. It's beautiful. Like, it has to be limitless. Like Seoul, you love Ndole. You love Concha. You love Fufu.
Concha.
There's no way you're not thriving, Douala. Yeah. You're thriving Yaoundé. You thrive everywhere you go. So we are limitless. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so Bram, I'm so Fontaine.
What does that mean now, man?
I'm Bram Fontaine, what you talking about? Like, I live in South Africa.
Like,
that is very fast.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you know, I got some runs and I can eat a burger, like, because it's Runberg. What you talking about?
Hold on. What you talking about, my brother? We've cloned Saul. Listen, Stanley, I want you to clear some air on some things. So we found this on the internet. We don't know how true this is, right?
Yeah.
But we've got to ask you, right?
Yeah.
So you faced some backlash about your song Bounce, where you were accused of talking down to Cameroonian local rappers who haven't blown up internationally. Is that true or false?
I think it's a big, big false. You know what I mean? You know, what I'm about right now is, you know... Because, you know, probably, you know, in the past, having access to me even in interviews was super hard. You know, I was reading my box and everything. Yeah. Now, I thank God for my team. Like, they're, like, pushing me out there like that. And for me, you know, sometimes the bad thing with this position we are in or we are getting into because we're still on the way is the fact that some people might say things and when you don't counteract, they just believe what is being said. You know what I mean? For me... The more the merrier.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So there is no way to look down on people that are definitely elevating the culture. Right now I'm in SA. But I can't be in SA and in Cameroon at the same time. So somebody's holding it down.
Yeah.
So I have to give respect to that person. You know what I mean? So together we can rise. This is the time not to fail, my brother. You don't have to, like, we may not get along.
Yeah.
But we have to respect the fact that we have to build together.
So what was the song about then?
No, Bounce is like, it's as a rapper, everybody has to say he's number one. You know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Of course. It's a competitive sport.
Like what you're talking about.
It's competitive, guys.
All eyes on me. Motherland Black Magic. Motherland Black Magic Jazz on me.
Okay, cool.
About?
And then
Cameroon
it says here.
Cameroon 237 leans on me. Oh, like what you talking about? I took this shit to another level. Like, what you talking about, man?
It says
it's the truth.
So people caught feelings over just you being a rapper.
Yeah, it's that's why. Shit. That's why
it's actually, yeah.
That's why.
Because rappers do that.
That's why I left them. Yeah. So now, you know, probably, probably I'll be, you know, I'm doing my thing more, you know, with the dancers is better.
Okay, yeah, here's another one, right? There. Let's clear the air on this one. Stanley and fellow rapper Jovi Beef. Jovi called Eno's music whack and gave the nickname Wet Pussy in 2016.
Oh, that's really beautiful. I think that really happened. But I mean, big shout outs to him. I mean, he's one of the greatest rappers that Cameroon has ever had. You know what I mean? I really do celebrate him. I would love South Africa to check him out as well. You know, it's the time where, you know, you want to make sure that everybody that invests in art should be seen and known. There is a place for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, you speaking doesn't stop me from speaking, you know what I mean? The more the merrier, so... those are old times, and I mean, thank God that the music is getting better. I mean, we're having the Grammy consideration. That's not pop. You know what I mean? It's no sugar. It's no chocolate, my brother. You know what I mean? It's hard work. So you call me whack, fine. But you know, we move some whack to riches. You know,
oh,
I mean? We keep on popping. Boss. What you talking about, man?
But it's so true what you're saying. Because when I was in New York, like what happens is like we might be beefing in SA, me and Saul.
Yeah.
But when we in New York, they don't see us as me and Saul. They just see one person.
Of course, that's what.
So you gotta put it, and they expect that unity.
Yeah. So we gotta put our beef aside because when we're that side, we have to come together because if you're an African, they just see you as one.
It's like if you're part of a family.
Yeah.
You and your brother and you're feuding.
Yeah.
Then you're going out to another house representing your family.
Thank you very much.
You have to put that bullshit aside.
And the family is the African continent.
Yes, exactly.
And another thing, just to add to what you're saying, because those are really wise words, to be honest. You know, it's also your dad could be the wackest human on earth. But once you go out of the house and go and say your dad is whack, your dad is this, is that, you're dishonoring your own self.
And
that's what the Bible says, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you dishonor your dad in public, bro, you're giving yourself no credit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody doing that thing. We are out here to elevate.
Yeah, bah. Man. Yeah,
African
man.
Gentlemen at the takeover. What are you talking about?
Take over, bro.
Can you tell them how the African scene is like in America? Like, what's going on that side?
Oh, man, it's crazy, to be honest. I'm really, really happy for Piano as well. Because, you know, it's great to have diversity in the world and, you know, having the culture, the way people dress, the way people dance, seeing DJs, just being able to have like a crowd hyping themselves, you know. Big shout out to Major Leagues. We connected in LA in a studio in Burbank, you know, that was last year. And, you know, can't wait to meet them back, you know, Bandile and the brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, super, super cool people, to be honest, you know. So I'm just very happy seeing that it's not only our time and it's not only the eyes on us, but it's we are the eyes and we are the prize. What you talking about, man?
So
I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's contributing in their own little way, in their own big way. There is no limitation. And one advice, if I may,
please,
is that let's play this thing together.
Let's.
Because maybe in the next 4 years, it's going to be another person's turn. Yeah. It might be the Arab sound. It might be the Punjabi sound.
True. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if a guy from South Africa can eat, let the guy from Cote d'Ivoire eat. Of course. The guy from Gabon eat. Let's do it now together.
USA, guys. United States of Africa.
Let's do it. I think that's, you know, so I'm very, very happy.
But how do you crack the international scene? Like, what advice can you give upcoming guys?
Oh,
is
man.
Is it management? Do you get the right management?
Especially when you, before you answer, when you've got that one song that took you, that can take you all over the world like you did. The song is just one part of it. What do you do to meet the song halfway?
Oh, beautiful, man.
I think there is some elements of you being accepting the fact that you can't do it on your own. You can be the driving force as an artist, having a big energy, but you need to believe in a team. Someone must believe in you, you know what I mean? Someone that can read proper. Someone that you need people that are cool-headed, like people that could read contracts for you, people that could be like, oh, it's good to be on the podcast and chill with Mac, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's good to have some training, some major training, some good character, because music alone is great, but it might not take you that far because it can be the next person tomorrow, you know what I mean? So you need to take time and build a tribe, build a community. You can, you know, let's say, for example, Soul is starting music today. He can just call... his fans, the soul, the soldiers, for example.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
When you soldiers, Soliana to the world. Yeah, you know, Soliana to the world. Know. Let's get soldiers.
You know, you know. Yeah, you know what you're talking, my brother. You know, like, because if you don't build a community, my brother, you can go like this. And many will happen to so many people like that because, you know, they don't have a base, you know what
when
I mean?
Did you, when did you realize that?
Brother, it took time for me, you know. Oh, I mean, that's okay. Why I had to step out from whatever I was doing to go back to Cameroon and just sit down with my people and be like, my brothers, let's drink beer together. Let's eat pap together. Let's eat conchaf together. But know that as we are eating together, I have a mission to go and represent you on the moon. You know what I mean? So, because you might want to bring people to another destination, you know, that's a paradox of 6 and 9, right? Mm. Like, I'm doing something good for the nation, but the nation is not seeing it as good because you haven't explained it to them. Mm. So don't feel like, you know, because you cooked for your spouse, it means that they really wanted to eat. Maybe they just needed like a drink or a foot massage.
Hey.
So be able to read the room and be able to communicate with your community and be like, yo, this is where I want to take you. Like, you know, you could be the greatest. And I've suffered that for so long. Like, Stanley Eno, you are great. We know. But we don't know where you are taking us to. You have not sat down and spoken with us and be like, this is where we want to go together. So that's me right now on my rebranding process as an African gentleman.
Fucking nailed it.
You know.
And that's why it comes like, oh, I miss the old Stanley.
Yeah,
because you're not telling people where we are going.
No, you're getting letters. Yes, Dan.
Yes. So,
I've been writing. Delivering that song.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very important to make sure that you connect with your people and be like, yo, I may be great, but I am nothing without your support. Because together we rise. You know, so for me right now, I'm in a very good place because I am on Cameroon's shoulders. Like, they're backing me up.
Wow.
Son, go and grab. Mm. Brother, go and grab. Go and take over. You must take over.
Beautiful, man.
If you don't have that connection with your people, brother, you can walk from morning to night. It'll be good for you, your cousin, your spouse, your mother who's never going to let you down.
Yeah.
And probably your gate man will be like, oh, God, you're powerful.
Soldier!
Hey, soldier.
All the ladies in the studio here want to find out if you are single, dating, what I want.
Oh, man, that's a very interesting question, you know what I mean? I think it's high time for me to get married.
Yeah?
You know.
Fat check, end up.
Yeah.
We've got some amazing ladies in this, I'm sure you can attest.
There's a big nyash there.
Well, you know, I'm crying nyash. And you arrived in Durban. Perfect place for Nyash in South Africa.
Brother.
How old are you now, bro?
Bro, I am... What was my age again? I forgot.
Traveling too much.
Yeah, sometimes... yo. Oh, wow.
How old does he look like?
You know how old I am again?
That's Nyash. He can't even speak. We're no, 32. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good age, bro. 32 is a good age.
Okay, that's cool.
To settle down.
Yeah, you know, so I think it's very great to just figure out, you know, have respect for God's creatures, you know, and...
That's some good training.
No, that's
some good training. I have respect for God.
But where are you going to settle
South
down?
That's South African, that's South African.
That's good training.
I think it's just great to reconciling with the people in terms of just being able to elevate the woman, you know what I mean? Give them compliments without touching. Mm.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
very important, you know what I mean? Like, just can't wait to fill out, you know, could fill up stadiums, you know what I mean, all over the world, man. You know, and just being somebody that respects and elevates everybody around. You know, so big shout out
to... Bro, what do you think about what Burna Boy is doing, man?
He's doing
is crazy, isn't it?
Is crazy. It's an understatement.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just something else.
It's epic.
Epic.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. Come down,
Burna.
Oh, man, you know, so... Yeah, man, so I'm very happy that, you know, someone like him and the other brothers, be it Rema, be it, you know, ex-Malaya from Cameroon, be it Crotal, be it, you know, Two-Face Idibia, be a very humble legend, you know what I mean? You know, be it Salasiel from Cameroon, be it Tino, be it, you know, Val Zero, all of these other legends, you know what I mean? I just want to thank everybody who's, you know, put just... a fraction of their energy to where we are going. Now is the right time to be an African artist.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, Afrobeats is about to overtake hip hop in America.
This is the
crazy
right
times.
Time. You know what I mean? And so I, you know, I just thank God for everybody. I mean, you know, growing a little bit older and wiser, you know, is, you know, talk less and do more.
Let's talk about the album, the EP. Is it an album? What are we dropping? What are we dropping, bro?
Oh, man, you know, I want to go for a trilogy, right?
Okay.
The African Gentleman Volume 1,
yep.
Where we have a smash, the smash song Take Over. Unfortunately, you don't play music here, but I would love the people to hear it, but no problem. I mean, that's cool. So just check it out on, you know, YouTube or Spotify, you know. You know, 500,000 streams, I'm happy.
Nice,
you know,
man.
The TikTok challenge is going on. The open verse is crazy. Yeah, man. So the African Gentleman Volume 1, that's their EP is already ready. We have the Volume 2 coming up as well. Big shout out. I connected with this OG called Tony Duardo.
Okay.
You know, he does like crazy beats. He's from he's based here, and he works with Uncle Waffle.
Yeah, he did Tony Duardo.
Yes, I know.
So we're working on something right now. So I mean, it's just beautiful to see what is coming, because I'm limitless, you know what I mean? And just thank God for the audience that we have. Because you know, if you don't respect the two people that are listening to you, you will not respect the 10 people that are to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Respect, you know, so thank, be grateful. You know, I'm super grateful that we're doing. Big shout out to everybody, from the distribution to, you know, the dancers, the influencers. Thank you guys so much. You know, so I just had to figure out how to, you know, connect with people honestly, humbly, to create a beautiful effect. And I'm happy that it's being felt in the music right now. Big shout out to Dex Wheely, who wrote the chorus for Takeover.
Dex?
You know, yeah, Dex and Dex. Yeah, Dex is from Cameroon. No, DEX.
Oh, not Stuck Dex.
No, Dex Wheely is from Cameroon. Yeah. Okay, cool. So big shout out to Kayode, who produced the song as well. And yeah, man, like, you know,
you did a song with Nutty? Or you working with? You gonna work with Nati?
And I'm gonna work with him. Like, my team just told me that I'm meeting him tomorrow.
Nice,
you know. Yeah, so I think that's gonna be
he's amazing.
One.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Mankai, Mankai,
Mankai.
Mankai, yeah. Shout out to Nati.
Oh, nice. You know,
what a talent,
so.
I mean, shout out to your team. I don't know if it's just her, but she's a manager, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing, man.
You know, Sakina's there.
Sakina.
She's got good energy, man.
Yeah. Sakina. Shout
out to applause for Sakina, guys.
Shout out, Sakina.
Thank you, Sakina.
And her name means goddess of?
God inspired
peace
and tranquility.
Oh,
God inspired peace and tranquility.
What? Say that again.
God inspired peace and tranquility.
Oh, wow.
We got beautiful names as Africans.
Of course. You know what I mean?
Imagine.
Yeah, so.
Tunzo.
So.
And in America, they just have Curtis.
You know, so talking about, you know, shout outs, you know, I just want to like also appreciate my whole team, the very young and smart, from Bawak to Pablo to Effie, you know, my choreographer Jill Fresh, you know, the videographers as well, Mr. Check, the guys in Nigeria I connected and collaborated with, Leroy Uwafo, oh, how'd you call my boy again? Oh my God.
You got
God.
A big team, man.
Bro, that's a massive team.
The video. Oh my God. Alien. What you talking about? Alien doing some great stuff. You know what I mean? Big shout out, Alien. And you know, thank you, man. Everybody.
Man, we're trying to.
Living in us and be going, man.
Man, we're trying to come out to Cameroon next year.
Why not?
Yeah,
so we'll take your number, hit you up. Let's make sure calendars align so you can show us around the spots, shoot a podcast from
Brandon. Yeah,
don't. Maybe we might have chillers in Cameroon.
Cool places. Yeah.
Oh my God. Boya.
Yeah, we know Boya. Capital, right?
Yeah. He Googled that, man.
What do you mean I Google? What did I Google it? Dude, I chill with Cameroonians. You know that, right?
But you know what? I think this is a great moment right now, to be honest. This is ordained from heaven. You know why? Because, you know, we are all Africans, but you know, there are some countries that are really far away from each other that we may not have like ties politically or socially.
Yeah.
So it's very impressive for a South African young, amazing man like Saul to be telling me about things that people do in the hood in Cameroon, from the food, the places. And he's saying that happily. You know, it makes me feel warm. It means that we're really growing. And from the music to just knowing, you know, like I know Mpumalanga, like I know Limpopo, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so it's beautiful.
Yeah,
so
truly.
That's the United States of Africa, you know, in as much as, you know, an essay song could be super big, you know, in Cameroon. I manifest greatness of my tracks as well in Southern Africa in general, you know what I mean? Because there's no boundaries. So I'm really, really happy being on the show. And God bless the whole team. I see them.
Shout out, man.
Shout out, Stan.
All right, Stan, before we go, we're going to play a game called One Must Go. I'm going to give you two artists. You must tell me which one must go.
Ghana must go.
No, that was in Nigeria. There was a whole thing back in the days. I didn't Google this.
Yeah.
Where they were tired of Ghanaian people in Nigeria. I don't know what was happening. And there was a whole slogan, Ghana must go.
Ghana must go.
It's linked to the bag.
Linked to the bag as well. Yeah. So.
Beautiful, man.
You guys are very amazing.
K-O-C. Or Ma Socks. I don't know these people, man. Who must go?
Oh, that's okay. Kosi or Ma Locks?
Yeah,
oh,
or wow. Ma Locks. Yeah. Who must go?
Oh, wow. Oh, I think.
Okay, who's Kosi in the South African? Like.
Who are these people, bro?
It's Cameroonian people.
Oh, no. Okay.
So who is the South African version of Kosi?
I mean, Ma Locks is a very, very prolific MC from Cameroon, and Kosi is a serial hit maker from Cameroon as well. And he's doing well. He has a show in Paris in a couple of days now.
So who would you say Kosi is in SA, like equivalent?
Like someone that really, you know, like the kind of guy that every hit, like every song is.
That's
is
KO. That's KO, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, rapper's KO.
KO.
Yeah.
That's a miss. Yes, I think. Yeah, he does it. So I think that's going to be Kosi. Maloc is, he has like huge following. He has like a lot of, street people behind him.
Is he young?
And no, he's middle generation.
So it can't be Aries, maybe.
It's maybe MT.
Questa.
Oh.
Nguda.
Nguda.
Maybe it's Questa. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know what? None of them must go because they also contribute like heavily on the to the beauty of the urban space in Cameroon. So I give them the whole light and access.
That's a wet pussy answer. That's a wet pussy answer, man.
I feel
but we'll
like
let you go because we like you.
I feel like they're all gonna be none of them must go.
Nah. We only give him one word, pussy pass.
Okay, cool.
That was it.
That's it. Your pussy pass is gone, bro.
Davido or Kiz Daniel?
I've worked with Davido and he's been humanly very respectful and very kind to me. We recorded our smash Caramel in Atlanta in his house, you know. And we shot the video here in South Africa. Nice. And we were styled by David Lale.
Shout out,
much respect to Kiz Daniel. But I think Davido must remain.
Okay, Davido remains. There we go. Okay. You put this one in. Yeah. This one's unfair. The one is dead, the one is alive. Must I ask it still? Wow. I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
I listen to Dudu. A.K.A. Super Mega or Ice Prince?
Zamani.
Oh, I've worked with both. Shots on shots. Oh, wow. I mean, it's my tone has just changed because, I mean, it's very hard to...
Dude made me do it.
Yeah, so... So
highlighted that part. Like, you have to.
Yeah, so, I mean, one love to the Megacy and... I'm sure that even Ice Prince, if he's watching right now, would love that we honor the Mega C. 100%. So we can't play with that, you know what I mean? So
got you. Yeah. All right, cool. Pit Bacardi or Jovi?
Wow. These guys are very, very prolific.
Nice.
Yeah, because Pit Bacardi is a very, very, there's a legend with rap, with French rap, and with Cameroonian descent.
So that's like Stoji T.
Yeah, that's a great comparison. And
Jovi's more young, ne?
Oh, not really young, but younger than Pete. So, and they're both like very, very great, you know. So, but Pete is more of an executive right now, you know, like he works with major labels, you know, like his normal like in competition, you know what I mean? So
He must go.
I think he must be praised.
Okay, because
he is great. Yeah, so.
Hey, yeah, he's man. Good, eh? He just swindled us, but it's
fine. Cop out.
He mustn't go. He must be praised. I mean, how do you come back from there? Okay, last one. Sakodi or Diamond Platinums?
Oh, man.
Hey.
You got to answer this one. It's the last one, bro.
Okay, let me see. Let me have to just check my experiences. The other day, I was in London and Sakodi saw me. Stanley! I was like, hey. Like, brother, I was like, I came to London. I have a visa. What is the police calling my name? And I turned like, Stanley! I was like, oh, wow, that's Sark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very happy the way, you know, he was really humble and honored when he saw me. And that's great. And Diamond has always been very, very cool. We had a show in Douala, like, I think 3 years ago. And we have a song together. So, I mean, you call the names of people I've worked with. And Diamond is genuinely nice. Wow. You know what I mean? So,
So Sakodi's got to go. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh.
Nah, Diamond's going, bro.
Diamond's going.
I've already been to Ghana.
Diamonds are not forever.
I've been to Ghana. I've been to Ghana twice. I think I've never been to Zanzibar.
Yeah.
And
Sakodi must go.
I think Sakodi.
Socks!
Sakodi's gotta go.
No. I've not done.
Sark, man.
I think Sark is. But I'll still decide to make a trip to Tanzania.
So Sakodi's gonna go.
He's remaining, but you know, I'm also riding with Diamond Platinum.
Oh, so Diamond Platinum's
gonna
go.
Diamond must go, yeah.
Okay. I'm in Tanzania at the end of the month. I mean, end of the year, sorry.
I'm coming because I have to bring him back.
Simbaba, Malawa, one love, my brother.
Bro, how do you travel? Do you have a private jet and stuff? Or like?
Oh, no. I mean, I wish I had one.
Hey,
you know?
Bro.
But even if I, but you know what? Even if I had that money, I think I'll be the stingiest motherfucker on the planet. I mean, like Akon, because, you know, Akon has a lot of money, but he's stingy with his jet money.
Yeah.
You know, so, nah, brother, I think I wouldn't do the jet thing. Except if we're imposing it on the team that wants us somewhere, you know what I mean? But me, putting my own money, you know, I'd rather probably just take that money and invest probably in a school in my village, you know. Like,
oh, bro.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, so, because, well, I mean, yeah, man.
Well, Saul knows a vendor billionaire who's got a private jet.
Oh, let's go.
I can call him, man. Don't worry.
Let's go.
Wherever you want to go in SA, you got.
Let's go. So, I mean, can.
Good.
Big shout out to that billionaire friend of yours. You know, let him just play takeover for him. And, you know, let him call me so we can perform. And it's, you know, because he got some beautiful kids.
I got you, what I mean? Bro.
So. Yeah, man. But if I come to perform in his home, he should dive in the pool. He has to entertain us too.
Stanley, man, you've been amazing. Thank you so much, man.
I don't know, Paduka, you got a question you want to ask him?
Yeah,
man, we've covered a lot.
Ghost Lady?
Stanley, you're well knowledgeable of like the origins of African music, you know, all this, you meet the sounds. Mm-hmm. So I want to find out, like the people back in Cameroon, are they aware of the, like that Amapiano is originally from South Africa, or is it maybe now just become a sound
Beautiful question.
Wow, beautiful question. Whoa. Like, that's a beautiful question. Really is. Do you get the gist of it?
No, I think that's a very big question, to be honest. Like, you know, it's very, very important for people to take credit of what they have created. Because, you know, no amount of money can replace recognition. That's why, you know, I don't really play when it comes to giving the big shout out to the people that make me who I am becoming. I think South Africa has forever fed Africa with the sound because you guys have a lot of soul. South Africa is one of the only countries where you can meet and see kids at the rubber dancing with crates, choirs singing from morning to night, harmonizing, doing like some crazy stuff, like it's on every corner. So South Africa, fortunately, is a country that is blessed with melody, deep melody, and it comes from the struggle back then, right? So listening to people like the Lady Smiths, Black Mamba, we are hopeless, you know, like those are, you know, Hachim, Hachim, Hachim. Those are songs that my dad used to vibe to, you know what I mean? Hugh Masekela, you know, like This country has soul.
You want Chaka Chaka?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
That was big.
Yo, like Brenda Fassie and all of them. So I'm happy that I'm a piano is not just a sound, but it's a movement. From the dancing, you know, from, you know, the DJs just having like the hype people behind.
Yeah.
Like, I was like crazy when I saw, you know, this viral video, the I was like,
oh yeah, we gotta get people behind when we play now. We gotta get people behind. Yeah. You know,
I think we're the only country in Africa that's got a township named after melody. You know, Mamelodi. It's like little mother of melodies. No, that's not a joke.
It's crazy.
For real, mother of melodies. So there were a lot of jazz musicians back in Mamelodi. Back
so,
in the days.
So yeah, so I think people in other parts of the world, when I like world travel, may not know that there is bigger than piano in South Africa. You know, they wouldn't know about, you know, South African house.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Oh, they wouldn't know about Akanamali, for example. But
Akanamali.
Like, you know, like sounds
Afropop,
like
yeah.
But those are sounds that I love, that I enjoy. You know what I mean? Those are songs that I have on my playlist.
That's from Swaziland, but yeah.
You know, yeah, you know, so before I thought he's South African.
Yeah.
No, yeah, so, well, he's
Southern, you know what I mean?
He's in the country. Like, Swaziland is a country in South Africa.
Yeah, so the long story short, everybody who does their research knows that, you know, the homeland of the great Tata Madiba has the foundation of Amapiano.
Dope.
You know what I mean? And can't wait to see how that goes, because I know there's so many variations from the Afropiano.
Yeah.
Probably Cameroon is going to create the Makossa piano. You know, Makossa. And I love the fact that you guys are very open to sharing.
Yeah.
You know, and elevating. Because, I mean, I was in Paris the other day, Sakino. We're in Paris. Went to this block party. Bro, the DJs are...
Piano.
Brother.
Piano.
What are you talking... Boom, boom. Chase. Boom, 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 boom. Dum, dum, dum.
Brother.
Myself, I had the jump of the
Yeah, so you got it, dude.
This has been amazing, man. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for
Stanley.
Eno. In closing, we ask this all our guests, man. What do you want to be remembered as to your fans?
As somebody we used his stop.
Love it.
Beautiful.
You should put that on a shirt, bro.
Come again, my brother?
Put it on a shirt.
Let's do that.
Shirt, man.
In collaboration with you guys, you know what I mean? Let's create merch.
Let's
go, bro.
Let's.
That's collaboration.
Let's go, man.
And at the back, we got talent oozing out of her.
Arrow goes down to the S. Talent warning. Talent losing. Then you got an arrow.
We are here, man.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, man.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Bungo yig, even when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.